Nadal. Hello there, fellow tech aficionados. It's your beloved chat duo, Phoebe and I.
Absolutely thrilled to provide your daily fix of tech updates, sprinkled with delightful morsels of trivia, my dear friends.
Quite right, old chap. Today's tantalizing topic is the acquisition of a Parisian AI startup by none other than Apple.
Fascinating. A Gallic twist on Apple's AI. Did you realize that France is the birthplace of over 10,000 startups? Quite the technological revolution, wouldn't you say?
Quite the revelation, isn't it? But on a more somber note, we must address a rather pressing issue today. A recent Stanford report has raised concerns about AI-generated child sexual abuse material, posing a significant threat to US reporting systems.
That's quite disconcerting, my dear Phoebe. It serves as a stark reminder that great technology must be wielded with great responsibility.
Absolutely, my dear friend. Let's pivot to our final tidbit of news. Exawatt, a pioneering green energy startup, is poised to harness the power of solar technology to fuel AI and data centers in a cost-effective manner.
Absolutely splendid, isn't it? Who would have thought that the sun could be the powerhouse of our future in such a profound manner?
Are you prepared to delve into these scintillating tech topics with us, ladies and gentlemen? Stay tuned because...
The technological banquet has only just commenced, and I assure you, you wouldn't want to miss a single morsel.
Bersifreisei. Have you caught wind of Apple's latest foray into the realm of AI? Or were you preoccupied attempting to surpass your own high score on Candy Crush?
Quite amusing, I must say. Indeed, I caught wind of that news. Apple's acquisition of DataCaLab, the Paris-based AI startup, isn't it? It's akin to a tech rendition of a Hollywood blockbuster, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely splendid. For those who may not be acquainted with DataCaLab, they are truly a prodigy in the realm of AI. Their low-power, deep learning algorithms are quite the marvel, running directly on devices. They possess the ability to analyze public space flows and even conduct facial analysis without retaining any personal data. It's akin to having a remarkably astute and privacy-conscious Sherlock Holmes right in your pocket.
And they've been making a tangible impact as well. Throughout the pandemic, they collaborated with the French government to visually oversee mask compliance at public rail stations. Their technology has even been utilized to assess audience reactions during theater screenings. It's as if they possess an innate ability to discern public sentiment.
Quite the intriguing turn of events, isn't it? The founders of DataCaLab, Xavier and Lucas Fischer, opted not to join Apple, although some of their employees did. It's akin to a band disbanding, yet the roadies carrying on with the tour. Quite the unexpected twist, wouldn't you say?
Quite an intriguing development, isn't it? But this isn't the first time Apple has snapped up an AI startup this year. They also acquired Darwin AI, a Canadian AI startup. It seems Apple is making a concerted effort to integrate more advanced AI into its products. It's almost as if they're assembling a team of tech Avengers.
And we can anticipate the fruits of these acquisitions imminently. Apple's significant AI endeavor is slated for this summer, offering a sneak peek of iOS 18 and macOS 15. The enhancements may encompass AI functionalities, such as an upgraded Siri, seamlessly integrated into iPhones and Macs. It's akin to a midsummer's technological dream for aficionados.
Indeed, it's a tantalizing prospect. I'm positively itching to witness the impact of these acquisitions on the future of Apple's products. It's akin to eagerly anticipating the next season of your most cherished show, wouldn't you say?
It's quite exhilarating, isn't it? Witnessing the perpetual innovation and boundary pushing by tech behemoths like Apple. It's akin to indulging in a gripping sci-fi saga, only to realize that it's unfolding right before our very eyes in the realm of reality. Bashal. Indeed, we've been engrossed in the realm of Apple's AI acquisitions, but let's shift our focus to a rather sobering subject. Have you heard about the potential perils posed by AI image generators to the US's online child abuse reporting system?
Ah, the Stanford University report, I presume? Indeed, it's a rather grave concern. Criminals have taken to using generative AI to produce computer-generated child pornography, thereby exacerbating the challenge of combating the escalating volume of child sexual abuse material, or CSAM.
Indeed. The report cautions that open-source AI models, capable of being trained to generate CSAM, pose the risk of inundating the cyber tip line and law enforcement with millions of new images.
Quite the distressing predicament, isn't it? The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's tip line was inundated with over 36 million suspected CSAM reports last year, a 12% surge from the previous year. Quite the alarming escalation, wouldn't you say?
And the cyber tip line deals with millions of these reports from platforms like Facebook every year, forwarding them to law enforcement. But here's the catch. As per Stanford's report, only 5% to 8% of the CSAM reports result in arrests.
That's an astonishingly paltry figure. The report highlights technological inertia, a dearth of skilled engineers, legal constraints, and systemic issues as contributing factors. The advent of AI-generated CSAM will only compound these challenges, overshadowing genuine abuse material and diverting vital resources away from real victims.
So what might be the remedy for this predicament?
Stanford proposes that the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children should seek additional funding to recruit skilled engineers and enhance its technological infrastructure. They also recommend that online platforms update their CSAM reporting APIs to ensure comprehensive information inclusion. It's a multifaceted issue, but one that demands a proactive approach.
Always keeping abreast of the latest tech, aren't you? Well, brace yourself for this revelation. Profluent, a California-based startup, has generously open-sourced an AI-created gene editor.
Indeed, OpenCRISPR-1, isn't it? I'm familiar with that. Utilizing AI to craft it and now offering it as a complementary tool for researchers. Their aspiration is to catalyze the development of more potent gene editing solutions in the battle against diseases.
Absolutely. And it's not just any AI. Profluent employs extensive language models trained on biological data to fashion these gene editors. They're rooted in the CRISPR methodology, you see.
Indeed, the CRISPR method. It involves the use of a Cas9-like protein and guide RNA to delicately adjust or eliminate genes in the fight against disease. It's akin to wielding a pair of molecular scissors for your DNA, wouldn't you agree?
Quite right. And here's the twist. Profluent's AI was trained to generate millions of diverse CRISPR-like proteins that are not found in nature, thereby broadening the spectrum of known CRISPR families.
Quite fascinating, isn't it? They're essentially pioneering new tools for gene editing, previously unheard of. Rather nifty, I must say. This advancement has the potential to democratize gene editing therapies, making them more accessible and cost-effective.
It's quite remarkable, isn't it? The capabilities of AI these days are truly astounding, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, it's reminiscent of a sci-fi extravaganza, isn't it? Minus the menacing robotic adversaries, of course.
Indeed, let's fervently hope it remains as such. So, you know, we're always prattling on about the latest in AI, don't we? Well, it appears that all that tech requires an absolute truckload of power. Have you caught wind of this energy startup, Exawatt, and their recent injection of funds?
Oh, you're referring to the one that secured a hefty $20 million from Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, and those prominent VC firms Andreessen Horowitz and Atomic? Yes, I'm familiar with them. They're quite the trailblazers in the realm of solar technology. It's as if they're fashioning a solar-powered superhero for the tech domain, wouldn't you say?
That's rather clever, isn't it? It's not your run-of-the-mill solar power. They claim their solar lenses can retain energy as heat for a full 24 hours and then transform it into electricity. It's akin to a solar-powered battery, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely splendid. And the most delightful part is they assert that their modules could potentially provide electricity for as little as 0.01 per kilowatt hour. Quite a bargain, wouldn't you say? Cheaper than a gumball, ladies and gentlemen.
Quite the fascinating tidbit, isn't it? And they're not merely making idle promises. Their intention is to commence deployments later this year, and they already have a backlog of demand exceeding 500 megawatts for U.S. data centers. Quite the staggering prospect, wouldn't you agree, dear listeners?
It's quite intriguing, isn't it? Sam Altman recently made a rather astute observation about the necessity for an energy breakthrough to fuel the future of AI. Considering that data centers for AI training currently account for 2% of global electricity consumption, with projections indicating a rise to 25% by 2030, it does indeed seem like we're on the cusp of an energy revolution.
As Ami Badani, an executive at Arm, astutely pointed out, we simply cannot propel the frontiers of AI without addressing the issue of power. It appears that Exawatt may indeed be onto something momentous. It's as if they're fueling the future of AI, one solar lens at a time. Quite exhilarating, wouldn't you agree, dear listeners?
Absolutely. And who knows, perhaps in the future we'll all be powering our homes with solar lenses. Quite an intriguing thought, wouldn't you agree?
Ah, you know how we're always waxing eloquent about the marvels of AI, don't you? Well, brace yourself for this delightful morsel of news. Microsoft is orchestrating some rather formidable maneuvers in that realm. they've recently secured the services of Jason Taylor, formerly the VP of Infrastructure at Meta.
Oh, indeed. Taylor is quite the luminary in the AI realm, isn't he? Over at Meta, he presided over AI, data, and privacy infrastructure, and even steered the ship when it came to managing server budgets. Quite the captain of the digital seas, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely splendid. And now he's gracing Microsoft as a corporate vice president and deputy CTO. According to Kevin Scott, Microsoft's CTO, Taylor will be collaborating with Microsoft leaders and OpenAI to pioneer the next generation of systems that will propel the forefront of AI for all of us.
Absolutely splendid. Microsoft's endeavors extend far beyond the recruitment of high-profile individuals. They are making substantial investments in cloud computing and AI infrastructure on a global scale. Quite the strategic move, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely on point. Just last month, there was a report circulating about a colossal U.S. data center project, a joint venture between Microsoft and OpenAI, with a jaw-dropping price tag of over $100 billion. And would you care to hazard a guess as to what it's intended to house?
Let me venture a guess. An AI supercomputer, perhaps?
Marvelous. They've christened it Stargate. Comprised of millions of AI chips, this groundbreaking project is poised for a potential launch as early as 2028.
Quite the endeavor, isn't it? It's akin to fashioning a spacecraft for the realm of AI. I'm eagerly anticipating the remarkable feats they'll accomplish with it. And for those of you pondering the role of a corporate vice president and deputy CTO, it's akin to being the second in command in the illustrious realm of technology. A rather significant position, I must say.
Absolutely. And ponder this. Envision a colossal supercomputer comprised of millions of AI chips. It's akin to orchestrating a symphony of a million interconnected minds. Quite exhilarating times lie ahead, ladies and gentlemen.